Part 1. Everybody Wins: Solving Conflicts Without Arguing. When couples walk into my office looking for help, they inevitably come because of unresolved conflicts. They are seeking professional help, but I often sense that they view me more as a judge than a counselor, secretly hoping I will pronounce their spouse guilty of illogical thinking and unreasonable demands. Because I am a counselor and not a judge, I begin the arduous task of listening to their complaints. They review their well-worn speeches for me, certain that I will see the logic of their respective positions. But I know that behind the frustration of unresolved conflicts is the desire for harmony. Loving relationships are fostered by understanding, not by winning arguments. So I begin to ask a question such as, "How do you feel when those words come out of his mouth?" Or what happens inside you when you hear her make that comment? I listen, take notes, and ask more questions, seeking to discover the feelings that lie beneath the conflicts. No conflict will ever be resolved successfully unless we first understand the underlying feelings. I also ask couples questions about values. Why is this so important to you? The answer to that question often reveals the values that created a conflict in the first place. If I don't understand their values, I will never comprehend why they feel so strongly about the issues. As a counselor, I am doing for these couples what they have never learned to do for themselves. I am seeking to understand them. Understanding fosters resolution and harmony. When I did the research for my book, The Four Seasons of Marriage, I encountered hundreds of couples who admitted to having a winter marriage. That is, their marriages were characterized by anger, disappointment, loneliness, negativity, discouragement, frustration, and hopelessness. Their relationships were detached, cold, harsh, and bitter. They felt alone and betrayed. They had hunkered down in the igloo and hoped for spring, but for many, spring never came. Almost all of these couples started their marriages in spring. They had great visions of a happy life together. They intended to make their spouses supremely happy. Life would be beautiful. But some of these couples went straight from spring to winter, skipping summer and fall altogether. Others could look back on a former season in their marriages when the flowers bloomed and the sun was shining. Now they have to admit that the flowers have been dead for a long time. What brought these couples from anticipation of spring to the harshness of winter in their marriage relationships? Almost without exception, the process involved unresolved conflicts. Differences emerged, and some of these differences became divisive. The couples had no training in how to resolve conflicts, so they ended up trying to convince their spouses of the validity of their own perspective by means of carefully worded arguments. When the arguments were unconvincing, they repeated them with more intensity and blamed their spouses for being illogical and unreasonable. Eventually, tired of arguing, they withdrew from each other, and the coldness of winter settled over the marriage. Couples have conflicts in all four seasons of marriage. Those who learn to resolve their conflicts spend more time in spring and summer. Those who fail to resolve conflicts inevitably drift to a fall or winter marriage. These unresolved conflicts create a sense of hopelessness for many couples. They see only two options: remain in the marriage and be miserable, or dissolve the marriage and hope that somewhere in the future they will find someone with whom they are more compatible. Those who choose the latter option fail to realize that no marriage is without conflict. I believe there is a third option. Couples who learn how to resolve their conflicts without arguing turn the coldness of winter to the hope and promise of spring. Whatever the season of your marriage, spring, summer, fall, or winter, I believe that your relationship will be strengthened if you can learn the art of resolving conflicts in a positive way. In this part, Everybody Wins, my objective is to help you learn how to understand your spouse so that you can resolve conflicts rather than simply win or lose arguments. When you win an argument, your spouse